tell me who you are and where you're here today.
Hey, my name is Silas Resta. I'm founder and recently at the board of directors in the Restaurant Opportunity Center of New York. I'm the one of the founder member of this organization.
And how old is that organization?
Oh, we started right after 9/11. You know, the tragedy. Then after, from the Windows on the World. And I used to work in the Windows on the World, and that's, we are the family. So we started this group.
So a lot of your friends or colleagues died there?
Yeah, 73 co-workers. They died, 73 co-workers. That's the, from the pain we started this organization, but now it's a strength and a power.
It's a strong organization now?
Yes, it is.
How many members do you have?
Oh, nationwide we have 60,000 plus. We started from New York, but we have now 7 more other organizations statewide. We stayed in Miami, Detroit, Michigan, Washington, D.C. So it's expanding a lot, our organization.
And what is the purpose of your organization? What does it do?
Basically, our organization work for this, especially the restaurant workers' right, right? If any kind of intimidation, any kind of going, any kind of discrimination, you know, it's the most discriminated area in the restaurant workers, restaurant business. So we go there if somebody having the problem. So we file a litigation file on behalf of any workers.
And tell me what kind of problems do you get?
There are a lot of problems, like stealing the tips, not paying properly, you know, kind of abuses, discrimination, and based on the people of color, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. That's a lot of discrimination in this field. So we fight for our right all the time. That's what we are doing from the beginning. From 2002 to till now, we are fighting a lot of things for the justice, for the social justice and worker rights.
Tell me some of the battles that you have fought around the country and particularly here also in New York.
But in New York, notably, we own one big settlement with the Spider-Man Group. You know, the big restaurant organization, it's a chain. Like they have Sally's New York, Trattoria Del Arte, then after Brooklyn Diner. They have 5-6 A-class restaurants there.
What is the name of that organization again?
That's Fireman Group.
Farmer Group.
Fireman.
Fireman.
Fireman, yeah. We own like a 1.3 million settlement on behalf of the workers. The tips were stolen properly. Like a manager, they used to have a tip. So we had proper evidence, so we filed the case and we had a settlement. That's a big one. We own the case.
Were the workers able to form a union or some organization?
This is not a union, but we do very often, it's better than union, you know. That's every moment, that's a lot of right. If if we know our rights, definitely there are a lot of things to do. So we are doing our best on behalf of workers, their details and evidence. We do the lawsuit file, litigation file, and we are winning situation every possible way. That's what we are doing today.
So what is the action today?
Today we are going to protest outside. It's a picketing, like they are stealing the money, a lot of discrimination, right? So we are going to protest in front of the restaurant.
What restaurant is this?
The Del Pesto. Yeah, we're going to go now there.
And what has happened there that you caused you to protest them?
Yeah, a lot of discrimination, stealing the tips. It's not been properly promoted the people. It has to be a certain way to promote the people. But at the because of race and ethnicity, they do not give any promotion, especially for the ethnic people. So that's our right. And it has not been, it's a 4-star restaurant. It's a celebrity service and that, but it's not been treated well to the workers. So we want to make sure everybody has properly treated there.
People are not promoted based on their national origin or
exactly,
race?
Exactly, exactly. Most of the thing, we found that based on our knowledge and all this evidence, it has not been doing, they has to be done properly. That's a lot of discrimination going on. So we're fighting for our rights.
And you've just started this action against that
restaurant? No, it's been a long time. It's already 4 or 5 months continuously every week. We have a candlelight vigil. Then after this kind of protest, we change different form of kind of protest. So we're going in front of the restaurant, and that's the way they have to listen.
Have you been able to talk to the management there or the owners?
Not directly, but our lawyer, you know, their lawyer will somehow negotiate the situation, right? This is the right time, so we are moving, you know, quite in the right direction. So hopefully, very soon the case will be settled down, and that they will recognize, and that they must come to us to settle the case.
Thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure. No problem. Thank you.
Port, two local campaigns where workers have gotten together, stood up in their workplace, and said absolutely no more to wage theft and other legal violations in their workplace. That's the workers from Flom Appetizing Corporation and from Mario Batali's Del Posto Restaurants. Let's hear it for those brave, brave workers.
Yay!
One of the most exciting things about any action is that anything can happen. Anything can happen. And the last few hours of this action and the planning of this action have proved that anything can happen. We've had one great victory, which is that Westside Market is not going to sell any Flom Appetizing Corporation products any longer. So that's why we removed ourselves about half a block away from Westside Market, because when an employer does the right thing, we want to give them the props for doing the right thing, for respecting workers and respecting workers' rights. So I think we can all give a big round of applause for Westside Market for doing the right thing. It's an incredible victory for the Flom Appetizing workers to know that that this is, you know, without a doubt a result of what they've been doing and the effort that they've been putting out and part of their incredible campaign, the incredible dedication of those workers and Brand Workers International as well. So a big round of applause for all of that. But don't be afraid, because I promise you, we are still going to be marching. We're going to make an impact on this city tonight. We're going to make some noise. We're going to move along the streets. We're going to be telling everybody we see about the wage theft that's happening at Flom Appetizing Corporation and at Mario Batali's Del Posto Restaurant. However, tonight, another change of events. We are not going to be marching down to Mario Batali's Del Posto Restaurant, even though we're going to be marching. And the reason is very, very complicated. Del Posto is surrounded by a number of federal offices. And right now, Michelle Obama is sitting in those offices, and that area is completely shut down. The police department called the workers from Del Posto, and basically begged them not to come down because of the security hazard and the security risk, and promised them that the next time that they come out, that they're going to be able to have the biggest, loudest speakers that they want to have, all the megaphones they want to have. They're going to give us a sound permit, which is something we haven't gotten because of the sensitivity of the federal area. So we've decided the best course of action for us today in building this campaign long term is to be loud the next time we go out, and the time after that, and the time after that, and to strategically maneuver our march away from Del Posto, and instead to shake up three other Mario Batali restaurants here in New York City that are not expecting to be shaken up by this group of people tonight.
Yeah! So that's gonna be fun.
At Del Posto, they know we're coming. They hate us. They're a little bit jaded. They make little stinky faces at us when we show up, right? But at the three restaurants we're going to tonight, they have no idea that we're coming. And when we march by yelling and screaming and clapping for workers' rights, you're gonna see that look of bulging-eyed surprise that we love to see on the faces of managers and owners when they're breaking the law. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna lead out in this march today. We're gonna be heading down towards the Washington Square Park area where there's three restaurants of Mario Batali: Babbo, Otto, and Lupa. We're gonna march past the three restaurants nice and slowly, but we're not gonna stop. We're gonna just keep on moving, make a lot of noise. We're gonna be flyering and chanting and singing as we move down along the sidewalk together. And then we're gonna finish up by rallying in Washington Square Park, where we'll be able to hear from workers from these two different campaigns, tell us about what's happening with wage theft, and have a chance for people to talk about their experiences of wage theft, and to flyer and let the people in Washington Square Park know what's happening with wage theft in this city. What I wanna ask you guys to do, and I promise you that this is effective and fun, is I want us not to just march like a big blob of tourists walking down the street. This is New York. Nobody looks at or cares anything about tourists. I know that's true for me. We're not interested in tourists in New York. But when we march in a formation and we look like we're not just a movement, but an organized movement, we're gonna get some attention out on the street tonight. So what I wanna ask is that everybody here find themselves a partner, and when we march, we're just not going to march in a big blob, but we're gonna march two by two together down to these restaurants, in front of these restaurants. We're not just gonna be loud, we're also gonna be organized. So everybody please grab a partner, and we're gonna line up facing down the sidewalk this way. We're gonna pass out signs, we're gonna pass out chant sheets, we're gonna pass out song sheets so y'all can, and we're gonna pass out flyers. So whatever you wanna do, you have the materials available to you. And please don't be annoyed with me if I have to motivate you to get into line, because that's what it looks like is gonna have to happen.
Two by two.
Two by two.
Ho ho! Yeah. Exploitation's got to go. Hey hey! Ho ho! 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 Exploitation's got to go. Exploitation's got to go.
Hey hey.
Ho ho.
Exploitation's got to go.
Hey hey.
Ho ho.
We tell them
we are the workers.
We are the workers.
Mighty mighty workers.
Mighty mighty workers.
We are the workers.
We are the workers.
Mighty mighty workers.
Mighty mighty workers.
Justice on our side.
Exploitation.
Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho.
Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Exploitation's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho.
Can you interview me?
I want to say that I just gave a tip and I'm very upset and I want my tip back right now.
Okay.
Okay.
You gotta ask him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen.
Well, you mean you drank over there?
Yeah, I drank over here just now, and if I would have known that they're doing this to their workers, I would have never tipped them so well. And I'm very upset right now.
You think the tip is not going to the workers?
No, it's not going to the workers.
Wow.
Okay. It's crazy. It's not right.
All right. Thank you.
We've got justice on our side. Mario Batali, you can't hide.
We've got justice on our side.
Mario Batali, you can't hide.
We've got justice on our side.
Mario Batali, you can't hide. We've got justice on our side. Mario Batali, you can't hide. We've got justice on our side. Mario Batali, you can't hide. We've got justice on our side.
Doesn't matter who you are,
workers' rights are human rights.
Doesn't matter who you are,
workers' rights are human rights.
Doesn't matter who you are,
workers' rights are human rights.
Doesn't matter who you are,
workers' rights are human rights.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water.
We shall not be moved.
No business.
No justice.
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 No peace.
No justice.
No business.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No business.
No justice.
No peace.
United will never be defeated.
The workers united
will never be defeated.
The workers united
will never be defeated.
The workers.
defeated. The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united.
Mario Batali, you must pay.
Restaurant workers work all day.
Mario Batali, you must pay.
Restaurant workers work all day.
Mario Batali, you must pay.
Restaurant workers work all day.
Mario Batali, you must pay.
Restaurant workers work all day.
Mario Batali, you must pay.
Restaurant workers work all day.
Mario Batali, you must pay.
Restaurant workers work all day.
Mario Batali, you must pay.
We just really just blew up three of Mario Batali's fine dining restaurants here in New York City. We also want to hear right now, just to finish things out, from some of the workers from Flom Appetizing Corporation, just to hear about what's been happening to them at Flom and how they've been fighting back. So we have some workers here, I think, who want to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in their campaign. Marty?
Yes.
Are there folks from Flom who want to speak?
Yeah, they're arriving now. They're walking across the park.
Oh, okay.
You guys want to say?
Thank you.
Well, one thing we can talk to you about, just to tell you about the effectiveness of protesting, is 2 weeks ago we did a Dia de los Muertos protest at Del Posto. The next day, the workers' lawyers got an email from the company's lawyers. It said, "Let us take you out to lunch before this goes too much farther." 1 week ago, on Saturday, we did a protest in front of Del Posto. The very next Monday, the workers' lawyer got a phone call from the company's three lawyers on the line saying, what do we need to do to settle things with the workers? What do we need to do to move this process along? I know today, having blown up these three restaurants, showing our power, showing how organized the workers are, the kind of support the workers have, and how much the community cares about wage theft, discrimination, and all the other issues these workers are facing, that we made a really big difference tonight. And I know I'm going to get that incredible call from the workers' lawyers tomorrow. I'm going to get to pass the news on to the workers from Del Posto. Last night, while you were at work, we blew up three restaurants, and the lawyers and the company are freaking out, and you guys are doing it. You're winning your campaign. Yeah!
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Paso por aquí.
Okay. Bueno, esta noche yo estoy aquí y discúlpeme que haya llegado un poco tarde. Yo soy de la compañía de Flam.
So tonight we got here and I'm sorry I'm late. I work for Flam. I worked for Flam.
Estamos luchando todos mis compañeros juntos.
We're fighting, my friends and I, all together.
Y yo tengo la esperanza de que se va a hacer justicia para nosotros y para todos los que estamos aquí presentes.
And I have hope that there's going to be justice for all of us here tonight.
Tenemos corte el día 8 de diciembre.
We have the hearing on December 8th.
Vamos a ver qué dice el dueño, nos paga o qué va a pasar, pero algo bueno tiene que suceder.
So let's see what the boss says, whether or not he pays us or not, but something good's going to happen.
Porque la verdad ahí éramos explotados injustamente.
And the truth is we were unjustly exploited.
Ellos decían que éramos cucarachas, muchas palabras ofensivas, pero a la final vamos a ganar porque estamos en unión y la unión es la fuerza.
They called us really bad names like cockroaches, but we're going to win because we're united, and united we have strength.
Yes!
Yes! Y somos fuertes y estamos en la lucha y vamos a ganar.
And we're going to win.
Y hay que cambiar leyes para que los patrones respeten nuestro trabajo, porque por ellos, por nosotros, ellos tenemos, lo tienen lo que tienen, buenas empresas, pero por nosotros, que trabajamos fuerte.
We need to change the laws so that we can get what we own, because they have everything that they have off of our backs. So we need to change the laws.
Y pues suerte para todos y espero que entre un buen año para todos.
So good luck to everyone. I hope this is a good year for all of us.
Justicia! Justicia!
All right, everyone, is there anybody else who has something on their heart that they want to share with the group, anything they want to say, announcements, how you feel right now? This is a chance for your last chance for you to speak up and speak your mind. All right, then I think...
Si se puede! 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 Si se puede, 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 si se puede,
si se puede.
Thank you everyone for coming out in solidarity with the workers from Flam and Del Posto.
That's it. We gotta win. All right. Thank you.